USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A day after the White House said the CDC did not have the authority to extend the eviction moratorium, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention announced a 60-day moratorium on Tuesday. The order is intended to target specific areas of the country where cases of the coronavirus are increasing and likely would be exacerbated by mass evictions. There were 451 COVID-related deaths in America on Tuesday. The White House has targeted Republican officials for the rise in coronavirus cases. Speaking from the White House on Tuesday, President Biden specifically blamed Texas and Florida. What was not mentioned was Biden's open border policy that has allowed hundreds of thousands into the country unfettered, coming from countries with very low vaccine rates. For the first time, a film distributor will use Facebook to debut a movie. The Outsider, a controversial documentary about the construction of the 9/11 Museum in Manhattan, will premiere publicly on Facebook for about $4 on August 19th. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. His son of a death syndrome, crib death, was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is 1 per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.